stimulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion is illusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening for. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who, of course, has worked at the university level, taught at the university level, starting his worked in the Reagan administration, the Department of Education. He's testified before Congress. He's written extensively about what's going on today, and I consider him the finest researcher we have. You'll find his articles up on newswithviews.com. That's newswithviews.com, where, of course, they are published every other week now. And, of course, you can go there and pull down all of his older programs, all of his older articles, and certainly they're well worthwhile having and keeping filed away, because there's a tremendous wealth of very well-documented wisdom there. Dr. Cuddy, thank you so very much for being with us this afternoon. Well, we're going to talk a little bit this afternoon about a book that was written some years ago called Secret Records Revealed. And really, of course, this is one of the most important books because it has so many fascinating quotations in it from important people who in one way or another really reveal what is going on. And many of these people are on the other side. They're part of what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. But in their writings and their diaries and in their newspaper articles, they have actually, point by point, revealed exactly what is taking place today. So much of what's taking place is simply a social experiment, simply using people as guinea pigs as these elitists, of course, create the wonderful, brave new world we're heading towards. Dr. Cuddy, you pick up the story there.
Well, right, and... one of the main things that Secret Records Reveal does, there's really a two-volume set. This was the first one, and the second one was called The Globalist, subtitled The Power Elite Exposed. The title of the first one, Secret Records, comes from the term used by Professor Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor at Georgetown University, where he said for a couple of years in the early 1960s, he had access to the secret records of these, I call them the power elite, a main component of which is Cecil Rhodes' secret society, the Society of the Elect, which was officially established in 1891. He actually started collecting the members before that year by year, beginning around, I guess, 1887 or 1888, one at a time, about one per year until 1891. And the secret records that he's referring to are actually the secret minutes of the round table meetings. Rhodes' Secret Society had two main branches. It had a smaller circle of initiates and then a larger association of helpers, which included not only people in England, but in South Africa, Australia, Canada, the British Commonwealth. It wasn't just limited to that. He would include people in Germany, and then, of course, later on it branches out even further. But it was this sort of Anglo-Saxon superiority, as Rhodes referred to it, and as his mentor, John Ruskin, referred to it. They were the best in northern blood. It's this elite mentality that was going around. Not just then. You would have people like Alice Bailey, preceded by Annie Besant, preceded by Madame Blavatsky, and Besant used to wear a little swastika around her neck, and John Ruskin, Cecil Rhodes Minter, had a swastika on his grave. And this is pre-Hitler, so this is really an elitist symbol, the sort of Teutonic race, and it goes, you know, thousands of years way back to the Aryan race, and we've discussed before where all that came from. Solon had taken a trip to talk to the priests of the temple.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash. Are you ready?
I, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, I do hereby indict you, Dr. Peter Duesberg, for the deaths of millions of people worldwide through your role in the creation of AIDS.
Dr. Peter Duesberg, are you a mass murderer?
I'm afraid I'm not quite that powerful. I think Dr. Horowitz must have seen Dr. Strangelove once too many times. The retroviruses are the most harmless viruses that we know.
This is George Whitehurst Berry, your host for Crash, Are You Ready? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the most controversial program on the Genesis Communications Network. Find out why. Visit our website at www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
It's on board here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course Dr. Cuddy was simply talking about the Solon, the philosopher, who everybody, of course, had gone to Egypt, picked up many of these ideas, were eventually picked up by Plato and Aristotle and Alexander the Great, and the great leaders down through the ages have all been privy to this secret information, and of course, were all associated with the mystery religions and or the secret societies, and of course, we can bring this on up to the present time when we see this idea of the superiority of the Northern European race. This is why, of course, the discrimination against blacks and actually, and of course, Jews as well. I mean, these are people involved with the occult who have believed that they are superior and everybody else should be under their tutelage, under their control. They are the elite group. This is why they supported Adolf Hitler. This is why they financed Adolf Hitler. And, of course, this is why they defeated Adolf Hitler. He was, of course, a very useful idiot who was being used to bring about this world government that they were going to control. And then, of course, when the Second World War failed, as the First World War had before it, now, of course, they're beginning to plan for the Third World War, which is coming down the line. Then there is this elite that is pulling the strings behind the scenes, or without that knowledge, it's literally impossible to understand anything that's going on today, because so much of what's taking place just doesn't make sense. So if you pick up the story there, Dr. Cuddy.
And I'll come back to that point about it doesn't make sense unless you ask the question, which I periodically emphasize to your listeners. If something doesn't make sense, just in terms of common sense or logic, then ask yourself, how might that fit to the plans of the Power League to bring about their ultimate objective? A one-world socialist government with a world economy, one-world religion, and so on. And there are religions part of this. It's an important part because they can't leave any aspect of life out of their control. And so they have to manipulate individuals in terms of their values and spirituality. They have to change. They know they can't just, you know, do away with values entirely without some sort of spiritual force going forward, because that's part of, you know, human life, human nature, the soul, and so on. So they want to manipulate that. They don't come out and say, we're going to ruin your religion, but they alter it, they shape it. As de Tocqueville said, you know, they will have this innervation, not innovation, but innervation, and they'll change it, they'll modify it.
And because we see that in our churches today, where they've changed the music, totally transformed the music of most of our churches, both Catholic and Protestant. They've changed in many respects the message of the church, and now we're getting into mysticism and meditation and of course mantras and special prayers you repeat over and over again as you open up your mind to demonic possession. And the average Christian has no idea that the Christian church has been infiltrated by these very forces we're talking about.
Right, and it's people need to understand that just like Franklin Roosevelt said, in politics things don't happen by accident. Pretty much under this Power League's control, nothing happens by accident. I mean, music doesn't happen by accident, fashion doesn't happen by accident. Edward Bernays, for example, the father of public opinion, who, you know, caused us to eventually have fluoride in our water and so forth. One of his things was through fashion. Lucky Strike had a red bullseye on a white pack of cigarettes, and were coming out with a menthol, so he wanted a green circle on a white pack of cigarettes. And so he goes to the Onondaga, I think, manufacturers of fabric and clothing and so forth, the garment district, and says, hey, I'll pay you to make next year's fashions red and green. You know? And so the public goes along with that. And they've used various mechanisms to do this. And so what they do is condition the public. Same thing with music. The Beatles, groups like The Who, Mothers of Invention, Jefferson Airplane, they didn't just happen. This is part of the psychology of Theodore Adorno. Fractious music has a certain psychological effect, a sort of frenzied effect, which releases certain hormones, you know, and the pulsing rhythm. And Aldous Huxley talked about this in his book, I think, 1952, The Devils of Loudon. And this thing's all mapped. These things just don't happen by accident in any field, music, art, whatever. Bertolt Brecht, in terms of art, said art is really a hammer with which to remold society. And so they use these things. And most people just sort of go along with it and clap. If you look at TV, now it's, you know, like lunacy taking charge on this in terms of the music and comedy and, you know, whatever else is on there. And so, getting back to what I said about this elite, there are various aspects of it, and for example, Skull and Bones is one aspect, and that comes from a Germanic university corps in the early 1830s, and a lot of them trace further backwards to the Bavarian, which is near there, part of the Illuminati. And they disperse, and they go to France and the Parisian Outlaws League and the French Revolution, and then, you know, it spreads. Buonarroti and Babeuf and Mazzini and all these revolutionaries. Karl Marx is sort of a latecomer to all this.
And because people, the tragedy is today, ladies and gentlemen, most people never learn these things in college because, of course, the colleges are controlled, so the teaching is controlled, and they don't understand there is a world revolution going on. It began with the American Revolution, and then the French Revolution, and a series of French revolutions, and then, of course, the German and Italian Revolution, eventually the Russian Revolution, the Austro-Hungarian Revolution, the overthrow of the Turkish Empire, the overthrow, certainly, of the British Empire. And, of course, then, of course, we have the revolutions in Cuba, and we have it in Nicaragua, and then we have it, of course, in Iran when they bring the Ayatollahs to power. Of course, this is all being backed by the American Central Intelligence Agency, but we can't let the American people know that, that, of course, long-term planning, putting the Ayatollahs in there. Why? So eventually we can have a war with the Muslim world. That's where the Third World War is going to come from, and that's what they're doing, working today. In fact, what they're doing, and what they have done, is transfer the plans and the material to build the nuclear weapons to Pakistan. Now, how can we verify that? Well, go up on the internet and certainly research the Sybil Edmonds story, and we've written about that in one of our newsletters. The Inspector General's report, I think it's from the FBI, recently came out with a report on Sybil Edmonds' charges that she was discharged because she was trying to bring the truth out, and it was being suppressed by the FBI. We made a copy of the report from the internet, and of course it's available, or we'll be glad to provide them for you. But you've got a 150-page report, almost all of it blacked out in the name of national security. Well, what was Sybil Edmonds talking about? The transfer of nuclear technology and plans to Pakistan so they could be sent to Iran and to North Korea and to Libya and other Muslim nations. Why would our government be doing that? Well, very simply, how can you have a war if you don't have enemies? And that's, I think, exactly what they're doing now. We want a nuclear exchange which will further the cause, certainly, of these wicked people, and out of the horror of what lies ahead will come the demand of other people. We've got to have world government. We could never have another war like the last one, like World War III. Understand what they're doing. Check out the story of Sybil Edmonds, and published actually in the London Times, totally suppressed in America, but in the United States, but you can get it up on the internet out of the London Times. They're planning on World War III. Are you concerned? Go ahead, Dennis.
Sure. And all of these, the revolutions, the best enemies money can buy, generate these crises to which the people are persuaded to allow the paralytic to have more and more control over their lives. It's sort of like when O'Brien is telling Winston in George Orwell's 1984, you will come to love Big Brother. They won't have to, you know, through cruel means do anything to you. You'll say, oh, please, you know, save us, take care of us, you know, so on. So you'll actually, you know, request that they take control of your lives.
And I love how that story ends. At the very end, O'Brien, pardon me, a Winston, who's fought the Big Brother, fought the powerful state all of his life, you know, and with all of his heart and all of his being, suddenly it's described as silver bullet hits his mind, and he joins the crowds running down the street, all shouting, "We love Big Brother. We love Big Brother." And that's the end of the story. It is the total destruction of humanity, and of course bringing them under the control of the all-powerful state. And that is exactly what the people who are in Washington, D.C. and working within these secret societies want. There's a lot of people there who don't even understand it, or the powerful spiritual forces that energize these wicked people, intent upon, of course, a new world order, a new world religion with the destruction of Christianity, and of course installing the new world leader.
Right, and you know, it will be interesting to see whether T.S. Eliot is right, whether it all ends with a whimper rather than a bang, because it may be that now the paralytic will use wars. I mean, they will use a nuclear attack if necessary, but right now they've got it pretty well under control. Now, biblically, there will be an Armageddon, you know, and there will be an end times and so on with an Antichrist. But in the meantime, if they can work their will, and we more and more like sheep just sort of follow along and say, sure, whatever you say, through various means, you know, conditioning, fluoride in the water, make you more docile, whatever, they'll proceed along those lines as long as they're on their timetable. Now, if we sort of, you know, start messing with their timetable, they might get a little upset and have to have a crisis. But yeah, until that time, they'll go along, and this is the sort of Aryan elite, as the priests of the Temple of Isis told Solon. There were seven civilizations in Atlantis. They all got wiped out except these Aryans who wound up in Shambhala and that whole supposed history like that. And so they come down, and they're, you know, the Teutonic race and the best northern blood and so forth. And so we are the master race and all of that with Hitler. But Hitler was, as I said, really sort of a latecomer. And as Dr. Stan said, he was a, really a useful idiot. The people behind the scenes, the German general staff and so on, had other plans because they knew that this clown Hitler wouldn't pan out. And so I hear the music, but after the break we can pick up on that.
All right, fine. Well, I think it's important people understand the occult influence within the Nazi movement. And, of course, he was actually, Adolf Hitler was financed by American corporations. If you doubt it, we've got a letter I found back in the Sterling Library at Yale. Going into the background of that, you can just call us and we'll be glad to send it to you.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report, here on Genesis Network Read After Alex Jones, 2 to 4 p.m., Monday to Friday, and Sunday, 8 to 10 p.m. I introduce the remarkable wellness solutions every day on the Nutramedical Report, and Super Silver is unique. With three remarkable technologies patented at the U.S. Patent Office November 14, 2006, including TetraSilver Oxygen Nanoparticle Size and Scalar, Rife-type technologies, it is unparalleled in terms of its killing capacity of all known pathogens, including high-path avian flu, flesh-eating bacteria, Lyme, etc. Clear your body of hidden microorganisms that cause illness and prevent progression to disease. You can order at 888-212-8871 or securely online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com. That's 888-888-212-8871. We also distribute in the U.S. and in Canada, as we have a Canadian supplier. So listen to the Nutramedical Report every day, Monday to Friday, here on Genesis Network.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Cuddy was simply talking about a book written by Sumner Wells about 1944, probably written in 43. And Sumner Wells writes in his book, now remember Sumner Wells, he was the Secretary of State, wasn't he?
assistant.
Assistant Secretary of State. Well, anyway, he was a very influential person. How he'd had a chance to talk to the Nazis before the war, and then told them about this long-range secret plan they had, because they knew, of course, that Hitler was a bumbling idiot, and that, but they had long-range plans for world domination. And in the book, Sumner Wells is talking about their plan that in about two generations they were going to have their people planted in key people as we were beginning to move towards world domination. Now, of course, there was a strong cult influence within the German hierarchy. It wasn't just Adolf Hitler and the people who were with him in the Nazi movement, but it permeated the German society just as it permeates the upper echelons of English and American society, this occult idea of all power. But the Germans, of course, are very methodical, and of course it was because of the strong affinity and alliance between the American intelligence and British intelligence, that the American and British intelligence smuggled 10,000 of the most violent of the Nazis to South America. We're talking about people like Morton Farman, Dr. Mengele, the angel of death, who lived to torture little children, and of course Klaus Barbie and Adolf Eichmann. We helped to put them into South America and keep them there and conceal the evidence of where they were and the information about where they were from the Jews who were out trying to hunt them down. And about well over 9,998 of them lived their lives down there. We've got an interview with one of the people from 2020, actually, who went down and interviewed some of them many years later. It's called the Rat Line. You can go up on the Internet and research the Rat Line. And, of course, we brought many of them here to the United States to work in our scientific organizations, not just in the space industry, but in psychological research on how to control the minds of the American people, and, of course, in biological research, how to create terrible new diseases to inflict our people. And we have a lot of those diseases in place right now. But go ahead, Dr. Cuddy.
The occult pervaded that. Hitler would send his people over to the Far East, and I think they found actually 1,000 Tibetan monk corpses there in Berlin when the Allied troops finally went in there. So he was heavily into it. But the others, you know, Himmler, SS, all of those people were into that. He sent people off to look for the Holy Grail, as it were, and the Sword of Longinus and so forth. All over the place, but it's not just unique to him. You have FDR sending a lot of his people. You think in around 1942, FDR would have his hands full with the Second World War, but at this moment he sends some of his agents out to Manly P. Hall's philosophical headquarters in California to do a lot of copying of these documents of the occult.
For our listeners, Manly P. Hall was a leading Satanist in the first half of the last century, and really up until about 1992, when he eventually died and went off, of course, to spend eternity with the devil. But he of course, was the leader of this world satanic movement. We carry a number of his books. We think they're important. You have to understand that these people are very well organized and fabulously well financed, far better financed than any of the conservative or even the liberal movements in the United States today. So go right ahead.
Sure, and if your listeners say, well, what do you mean, a Satanist? All that, you have to remember their words, Manly P. Hall and the Lost Keys of Freemasonry and books like that. He would say the seething energies of Lucifer are in the Mason's hands and things like that. So these people are heavily into Lucifer, and this goes back, as I said, Blavatsky was co-editing with Annie Besant a magazine called Lucifer, and the little angel of light there is on the cover, and so they were really heavily into this sort of thing, and Hitler would pick up on this and so on. So back to the point I was making about Sumner Wells and the people apparently not cluing in as to the immediate threat to Jews and Israel and everybody else. The reason I'm bringing that up is that if you look at today, what's happening is a lot of things don't seem to make sense. People are doing things they never would have done in the past. So, like recently, Israel exchanged for two of its deceased soldiers, about six or seven really horrible people that it had in prison, terrorists. One of them saying, yeah, I need to kill more Jews. I need to kill more Jews. And so what I mean by that is Menachem Begin and those people years ago, they never would have done that sort of thing. But now they're willing to do this. The Israelis in the past would have had a very serious military strike on Hezbollah, but recently you have the leader of Israel, Olmert, not doing that, sort of going to the brink and backing off, which the old leaders of that nation never would have done.
So the idea of pulling a defeat out of the jaws of victory, and that's exactly what happened in their invasion of Lebanon. We'll be back here in just a moment with our good friend, Dr. Dennis Cuddy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case of a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two books set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Cuddy was just saying that really there are so many things out there that don't make sense, and they don't make sense unless you understand that there is another agenda out there. He's pointing out that Olmert, who is the Prime Minister of Israel, is suddenly an indecisive man. Well, of course, you'd be indecisive. You're being investigated by the police in your own country for fraud, and of course, because Olmert is very, very weak as far as his leadership is concerned, although apparently he has actually been able to secure his leadership for another 3 or 4 months. Somehow down the line, I think he's promised he's going to resign at that time. But right now, he'll make any concession. Of course, Dennis mentions the fact that Javier Solana, whom most people don't know, but he's really one of the most powerful men in the world. He's the head of sort of the military force of Western Europe that has their own separate military force. But he is really sort of this ethereal individual who works quietly behind the scenes, pulling the strings, and everybody bows down to him. And, of course, Javier Solana was the one who went, of course, to Olmert during the Lebanese War here about 2 years ago and just told him he would withdraw his forces before. I mean, they were simply on the verge of victory. Another 4 or 5 days, and they would have won the war over there, and they would have accomplished something other than simply to destroy a large segment of Beirut and antagonize an awful lot of people. But when Javier Solana speaks, everybody obeys. And, of course, the fact that most people have not heard of Javier Solana simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people and most of the people of the world actually think and believe. So pick up the story there, Dennis.
Sure. And in terms of Javier Solana, your listeners need to ask themselves, realistically, how does a physics teacher in Virginia become perhaps, well, for sure, one of the most, if not the most powerful leader in terms of being at the executive level of a large governmental body as he is with the European Union. How does that happen? And I assure you it doesn't happen by accident. Solana is part of this whole plan. He's a product of the Rhodes secret society efforts, meaning he was really put into place by Bill Clinton's Rhodes Scholar roommate, Strobe Talbott, and another Rhodes Scholar, Richard Gardner, who just happened to be ambassador to Spain at the time Solana was chosen.
And, of course, Solana is Spanish, and his grandfather, who was deeply involved in this in the occult, was also Spanish, of course. They came from the Spanish family.
Yeah, Arriaga, that family was, his grandfather level. And so this all fits as part of this puzzle, and so when we get to today, it's really, really important that you have compliant individuals, people, maybe you've got something on them, maybe they're not real bright. They're ambitious, but they're not real bright. And so this isn't just exclusive to Olmert. If you look at our own situation today, it sort of staggers the imagination that the best intelligence and insight that America has to offer is who? John McCain and Barack Obama. We're living in Alice in Wonderland, or at least Lewis Carroll's work, where you have Tweedledum and Tweedledummer, and in the sense that McCain has to be reminded by Senator Joe Lieberman that Iran is really supporting the Shiite insurgents rather than Al-Qaeda in Iraq. And so McCain said, oh, yeah, right, uh-huh, yeah. And so he doesn't know that. Obama talks about we have 57 states, and he opposes the surge and so on. And what you find out is that there's a psychological method going on here. It's like the dialectic, where you take the opposing view from your opponent. You know, I'm for the surge, I'm against the surge, and the reasoning, unfortunately, this is what scares me. It seems to make sense to a lot of Americans, and that's what tells me it's not just Obama and McCain who have been sort of intellectually skewered on this thing, but the American public, at least those who have been dialectically trained rather than sort of logical, straightforward thought, especially individuals under 50, actually seem to understand this stuff. And that's what's scary in the sense, let's take a couple of examples. Obama says, and he's talking to a couple of people recently, ABC's Nightline, Terry Moran, and then Katie Couric of CBS. And Katie Couric is saying, the surge appears to have worked, so would you support it? And he says, no. And she says, oh, and why not? And he says, I don't think it was wise, and, you know, I wouldn't have gone in the first place. And so she comes back and says, but specifically, don't you see that it has reduced the violence in Iraq? And he says, well, yeah, I acknowledge this reduced the violence. However, I had a better plan. And so that's why I would still oppose it, even knowing what I know now, if I had it all to do over again. And when he says that, I'm afraid that a lot of Americans think that makes sense. But if you, I mean, let's suppose we're in World War II, and you know, we're fighting the Nazis, and it's a horrible, horrible war. And by the way, Americans really don't know what horror is. We were, you know, terrified, and the country's closing down, and in a state of panic with 9/11, which was just basically one day. I mean, if you think about what can happen and what may happen, look at what Britain went through with those V2 attacks every day. You know, I mean, Britain is just, I mean, London is just burning. I mean, constant day after day after day, you know. And so if things can get much worse than 9/11, I guarantee you. And so when you look at this and you follow that type of reasoning in somebody who could be commander-in-chief and literally hold our fate in his hands, I mean, we can be obliterated if a particular person becomes president. If you put him back in World War II, and we have this strategy to that will really hurt the Nazis, and his vote is desperately needed. He's a U.S. senator from Illinois back in World War II. And it says, here's the strategy. And he says, yeah, I can see how that would hurt the Nazis. And they say, so you will support it? No, because I think I got a better plan. And so we don't use the strategy against the Nazis because a U.S. senator sort of acting like commander-in-chief, even though he knows it will hurt the Nazis, thinks he has a plan that would hurt them better, and so therefore he's not going to support it. I mean, it really bespeaks of arrogance, and it doesn't make much sense. The same sort of thing with Terry Moran, and when he is talking about the surge in its success, what you find is that thing, that tactic, that dialectical tactic, can be used almost with any argument, because with Moran, what Obama said was, the surge, but the only reason it worked was because it was in a confluence of events in which the Sunnis and Shiites got tired of al-Qaeda. In other words, the surge would have only worked, he assumes, or did only work, he assumes, because these other things happened at the same time. Now, once again, I'm afraid there's a lot of Americans who say, makes sense to me. But if you really think about it, which we've been trained recently not to do, just react on feelings. You know, Barack Obama is like the Cheshire Cat. You know, all smile, no substance. No substance. If you think about it, you could reach the equally good conclusion that the surge in a concentrated area allowed the Sunnis to then not be threatened by the Shiite militia, and therefore feel they didn't need the support of al-Qaeda for their self-defense. I mean, you could make a really good argument for that position. So simply because something happens with it at the same time as something else doesn't mean you shouldn't do the first thing. In other words, if you have a blood pressure problem, the doctor says, well, here, take this blood pressure medicine, and while you take the blood pressure medicine, you also start an exercise program. And then you come to your doctor and say, well, I don't like taking the blood pressure medicine because it only worked when I was exercising. You know, I mean, to figure that the blood pressure medicine had, you know, no role or no success is ridiculous. Now, sure, you may want to have, it may be more improvement if you have an exercise program too, but that doesn't mean you oppose the blood pressure medicine. So anyway, what you have is this smiling face on television, and a lot of people say, oh yeah, that's good, yeah, we'll vote for him, because they've been trained not to think or not to see the problem with this dialectical thinking going on. Now, I want to hasten before people get the idea that I'm really pro-surge. I do want to explain that for a long, long time on this program, I have talked about the surge in this sense. I've said, if you give me 30,000 troops with my lack of military experience, I can still probably make a place in Baghdad or wherever safe. So in that sense, this whole debate about McCain said the surge is, you know, whatever, if you think about that, it's only something which is useful if you have a tremendous amount of resources, or if you haven't adopted the plan of the Bush administration and McCain of, well, okay, we got these extra 30,000 troops, and that's what makes the difference, and therefore we're going to take them out. Why wouldn't you want to replicate that or transfer them? Now, I'm not arguing for a continued presence in there. I'm just talking about the logical extension. You do X, X works, okay, now we're going to end X. It doesn't make a lot of sense. And so I'm not talking about, you know, let's, you know, continue in Iraq and let's go to war forever and all that sort of stuff. I'm just, in this case, I'm talking about the logic of both of these candidates. And it, I'm afraid it's very much like, you know, that, like I said, Through the Looking Glass and Alice in Wonderland, where, remember the Tea Party, they're all sitting around and saying, a very happy, merry unbirthday to you, you know, which again doesn't make sense. I mean, why would you celebrate the 364 days that are not somebody's birthday? Usually you celebrate, oh, it's your birthday, we'll celebrate that. So we have entered that stage, I think, of living in Alice in Wonderland, and like I said, the scary part to me is that apparently a lot of Americans, I think especially those under 50, seem to understand that. I'm not real confident about our future. So anyway, what you need to look for is what I've put out in the Secret Records Revealed, as Dr. Stan started the show. And what we're trying to do is not rehash the same thing again. So there's been an epilogue that's added, and it begins with the paralete uses crises via a dialectical process to achieve its goals. And so I go into that somewhat, and I indicate the crises that they use and how Cecil Rhodes' plan is coming forward. And I then include a Washington Post piece that A World Safe for Socialism by a Rhodes Scholar, E.J. Dionne. And the reason I put that in there is because that's the ultimate goal of the paralete, a synthesis of Eastern communism and Western capitalism into a world socialist government. And I go into the religious aspect in the sense of Gorbachev and Maurice Strong are responsible for the Earth Charter. And I talk about Nelson Rockefeller's son, Stephen Rockefeller, actually writing for this, global interdependence and so on. And this religious aspect where they say Maurice Strong, Gorbachev, that it's like a new Ten Commandments. Remember, once again, you can't just have a world government, world economy. You have to have this global one world religious spirituality, and socialism in the sense that they want to redistribute wealth within nations and among nations. And once again, in case you think this is, you know, some elite few people's idea, this Earth Charter has been endorsed by the U.S. Conference of Mayors. That's wherever you're listening. You know, if you're in Monterey or Tupelo or wherever you are, your mayor has probably endorsed this nonsense. And so this is perfectly agreeable to them. And I go then into the North American Union, which was not in the original Secret Records Revealed, and how that's part of this. You have to have these regional economic arrangements that, according to Rhodes, is one of his society, his secret society members, P.E. Corbett, in Post-War Worlds. That was a book he wrote in 1942, Corbett did, saying how we would have this world government, but it'd come through regional economic arrangements. And then picking on up to today, of course, we have this this group, who's the sort of council of elders, who are getting together, includes Richard Haass today, the president of the CFR, along with Strobe Talbott, I mentioned before, who wrote perhaps national sovereignty is not such a great idea after all, the case for world governments clinched, Bill Clinton's Rhodes Scholar roommate and assistant secretary of state, along with Zbigniew Brzezinski, who picked up on that Corbett idea, part of Rhodes' plan in 1995 at the State of the World Forum, Gorby's out at the Presidio in San Francisco, where he says, yes, we can't get the world government in one swift leap, but through these regional arrangements, that's how we'll do it. And so that's why the North American Union is very important. And then, like I said, there's a timetable. And if the public starts balking or delaying this timetable, we might have a crisis, you know, like a banking crisis, to create economic panic here, so we become more subservient, give over more authority. And so they have to have that, these regions like the North American Union, pretty well in place in just a few years, because the plan for a global currency on the cover, they give you a picture of it, on the cover of The Economist, January 9, 1988, that shows the Phoenix, that'll be the global currency, the timetable for that is 2018. Alice Bailey says her plan for this culmination of this occultic New World Religion is 2025. So there's this timetable, and if things start moving a little slowly, you'll have a crisis to prod the people along. And so I go into, in this epilogue, what's been going on in education with No Child Left Behind and UNESCO, and how previous Secretary of Education Rod Paige went along with this. Yeah, we have to have more emphasis on UNESCO, make our little children citizens of the world. See, got to get them through education line. Mental health, President Bush's new Freedom Commission on Mental Health. I mentioned that in the new epilogue to Secret Records Reveal, because we have to have the mental health as a key issue to be able to screen people and condition them so that they will be easily manipulated. And you have, I mentioned this $1.2 million taxpayer-funded study that shows people who have dogmatic beliefs, you know, they might have a mental illness, maybe have to do something about them. And then a couple of other things I list, and then conclude with David Rockefeller's acknowledgement in his memoirs in 2002. Yes, I'm part of a secret cabal conspiring against the best interests of the U.S. for this more global, integrated political and economic structure, one world. And what Dr. Stan was saying about the press, you haven't heard anything from them, ABC, Washington Post, about this 2002 statement by Rockefeller. Now, you'd think they'd be interested in that. But there's a blanket across this, because the press is part of it. Cecil Rhodes' plan includes control of journalism, as well as politics, education, and the economy.
And, of course, they're doing a very, very good job, and ultimately they control largely what the American people believe, what they think, how they feel, and the response. We're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up today's program with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. I hope you've learned a great deal about the move towards the New World Order.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Which is what people have said is extremely valuable in doing research themselves, and so I would encourage individuals to continue to look at these issues, and especially these two candidates today. Like I said, if you stop and think about it, these two can't possibly be the best America has to offer. So I'm telling you, they're not there by accident. These people are vetted from their early years. They are given support or not given support as to whether they will be compliant and go along with the wishes of the power elite. Your choice is controlled. It really is. And so, you know, like I said, it's Tweedledum and Tweedledumber, and that's the way the power elite wants it. They don't want people who have a good deal of backbone and integrity in terms of their logical presentation of arguments, their forthrightness. They get individuals who, you know, like the Cheshire Cat from Alice, who just grins at you. That's all, his big smile. And there's nothing really behind it. It sort of vanishes, you know. The image comes and goes and comes and goes. And so pay attention, and if something doesn't make sense to you, which a whole lot of it, especially if you're over 50, it won't make sense what's going on today, is think in terms, not so much logically, but to understand it, think in terms of whatever's happening that doesn't make sense. Think, you know, I bet this fits in the power elite's plan to further their goal of a world socialist government or economy or religion, whatever.
Amen to that. Well, I appreciate so much your being with us, Dr. Cuddy. Our guest today has been Dr. Dennis Cuddy. We're talking about certainly his book, The Secrets Records Revealed, and would love to get this back in print. I think it's a very important means of getting information out to people to explain so many of the things that go on today that just don't make sense. because reality is usually scoffed at, and illusion is usually king. Bye-bye. God bless.
Thank you. You too.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, I hope you enjoyed our program with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. If you'd be interested in getting helping us get this book republished, why, I think it's really very important, and we were making an offer, and we're going to try again to see if there's some way we can manage to get that book republished. If you'd be interested in helping, why, I think the offer before, you would get 30 copies of his book for. And it's going to be, I think, $1,695, but you'll get 30 copies of it for $149.95 plus shipping. But it's important we get this information and so much other information out there. If you'd like to help us get it reprinted, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We are entering very, very difficult times financially, and they're not happening by accident. I mean, there's no reason for the price of oil to have gone up as high as it did, because actually the American people started cutting back on their driving back in April of this year, and there was about 4% less oil consumed in the United States at that time. So, of course, this is all manipulated. This is all perfectly timed. The financial collapse of our financial institutions, certainly the oil crisis, the closing down of businesses, the people going out, losing their jobs, the increasing inflation. And if you honestly believe that we have a 2% core inflation, you are incredibly gullible. Of course, they're lying, because they don't want to pay these retired people, people on Social Security, or the people who bought inflation-indexed treasury bills. They don't want to have to pay them the money that they're entitled to by law, so they simply lie. But why should we be surprised when government lies? It has down all throughout all century. Because government is power, and the idea is power over the people. Not power to the people, but power over the people. There really are people who have a different worldview. They hate Christianity. They're doing everything to destroy it, which is why they took God and prayer out of our schools, and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and the Ten Commandments and God out of our courts, and you no longer, when you go into court, swear to, you know, to uphold, to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Oh my goodness, you couldn't say that, because God is not to enter into anything. There is a conspiracy against God. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or get the CD or the DVD that with the story on it. Watch our DVD on the forbidden secret, on secret knowledge. You need, of course, to see the DVDs, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and Riddles in Stone. If you're interested in the Nazis that we sent to South America with your tax money so they could live out to a comfortable old age, the great people like Martin Bormann and Dr. Mengele and the others. Why, of course, we have a four-tape set. It deals primarily with the Nazis we brought to America here after the Second World War, but it touches on the rat line. That's called Operation Paperclip. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know about some of the secret organizations, certainly the Bilderbergers, never mentioned here in the American media, because the media is controlled by the people who own the Bilderbergers. And, of course, but you can research them up on the Internet, but we have an excellent DVD. It's called Endgame, and it gets into one of my favorite subjects, which is population control. They really do intend to kill off the majority of the population in the United States, and they've introduced all sorts of terrible new diseases. If you'd like more information on that, we carry a book written by one of the leading scientists in the United States, Dr. Garth Nicholson. It's called Project Daylily. Project Daylily. And then, of course, we have a new DVD that Garth has put out. It's a talk he gave here. We call it Terrible New Diseases, talking about these intracellular diseases, genetically modified, that are influencing literally millions of Americans and people throughout the world as well. I mean, they're certainly destroying the health of so many people. And they're doing it, of course, with genetically modified foods. They're promoting cancer. This is why we've gone from one person in 33 getting cancer back in the early part of the last century to one in every three today. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, we're up against organized evil. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. And remember our telephone number, 1-800.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.